Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Owner Mike Ashley reportedly changed his mind on a Newcastle United takeover bid. An overseas investor is said to have put a deposit down on a move for Newcastle following takeover talks. Ashley did agree a £300 million sale to a consortium led by Amanda Staveley last year. However, the Premier League didn't make a timely decision on the deal, and Saudi Arabia's public investment fund withdrew their support. Ashley is trying to resurrect that sale through legal action. An arbitration hearing is set to be held this month, and there's also a separate competition arbitration tribunal case. However, a report claims that American investor John Texor put down a deposit for a takeover in an escrow account early this year. However, Ashley, it's reported, changed his mind on the proposed deal. Florida-based Textor, a digital media entrepreneur, has since moved on to Crystal Palace. Meanwhile, Port Vale have signed defender Lewis Cass from Newcastle on a season-long loan. The 21-year-old has yet to play a senior game for the Magpies, but he made 35 appearances while on loan with Hartlepool last season. Cass is the 11th summer signing by Vale, who finished 13th in the last campaign. And finally, Valentino Lazaro could be returning to St James's Park for the upcoming season. The Austrian is said to be negotiating to return to the English side ahead of the coming campaign. Despite the fact he has some admirers in Germany, Newcastle consider taking him back, this time for good, meaning this will be a permanent transfer rather than another loan. There are no other details regarding these talks, but considering the 25-year-old wasn't in Antonio Conte's plans at Inter Milan and doesn't appear to be in Simone Inzaghi's, the fee asked for an exit might not be too excessive. That's all for now. We'll have more later.